WGN Radio has been involved with the Fight for Air Climb for about 10 years now, and we're going to talk about this for a minute or two here with the Executive Director of the American Lung Association in Chicago, Kristen Young. Good morning, Kristen. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I know that Dave Ennett, who's off today, is involved in this. Mary Vandeveld in our traffic center is involved in this. And for folks who don't know about it, what is the Stair Climb?
Sure. So the Fight for Air Climb is at Presidential Towers on Sunday, March 8th. Raises money for the American Lung Association. Everything from life-saving research, lung disease, education, and advocacy. We welcome over 2,000 people to climb Presidential Towers, and that building is kind of unique because it's four towers. So when you sign up, you can choose to climb one, two, three, or all four. So we really make you work for it, but when you climb all four, it's the largest stair climb in the city, over 180 floors, but just a great opportunity. And guess what? You get to take the elevator down, so at least we give you that.
I would hope so. I know. Ben Bradley and Demetrius Ivory from Channel 9 involved in this too.
Right.
And it's open to anybody who wants to help. Tell us how we can assist.
Sure. So you can visit fightforairclimb.org is the best place to register. It's $25 to register and $100 minimum fundraising. All of that going towards the American Lung Association and our fight against lung disease.
Now, how many flights of stairs do you should you be able to climb without passing out and to determine whether you're in good shape or not? What does the Lung Association say?
You know, a recent study came out that if you can climb, and walking, mind you, four flights, then you are, quote unquote, in a healthy spot.
Four flights.
Four flights. Uh-huh. And we're asking you to climb. One tower is 45, so it's a goal. We're working towards it, but we don't ask anybody to run up the stairs. Walk, take your time, get some water, eat some snacks along the way. Getting to the top is the goal.
And stair climbing, as evidenced by the popularity of the Stairmaster, this is one of the best ways to get in shape, isn't it?
Right, yeah. You can burn up to 11 calories a minute stair climbing. You know, this is kind of the new year, new you. Resolutions are flying left and right. But in a city like Chicago, although it's kind of balmy today, being able to be in the building and train in the stairwells on stair climbers is a great way to continue your workouts through the winter.
And once again, the dates and locations for the event?
Sure. Fightforairclimb.org. You can visit it to register. It's Sunday, March 8th at Presidential Towers. We also have a climb coming up next weekend, February 8th at Oakbrook Terrace Tower for those of you in the suburbs and looking for a good workout.
And all of this is really to raise awareness about the risk factors of lung disease. We all know about cigarette smoking by now, but there's more to it than that. And I'm always shocked, and everybody is, when you hear about lung cancer developing in someone who has never smoked. That does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what about vaping? Is that an issue this year, too, as well, to add to the...
That's a huge piece. So to your point, Bob, the lung cancer piece, more and more people are being diagnosed that have never smoked before, and there's a big question mark as to why. And that's where a lot of our research dollars are going towards. So raising money for things like the climb really kind of lend itself to that. But the vaping epidemic is, as you've heard, every day getting worse and worse, and there are more teens smoking and picking up the habit than they ever have before, and there's so many questions around that as well. And it's certainly not a smoking cessation tool, no matter what they say, and something that we adamantly oppose as the Lung Association.
My dad died of lung cancer. He was 79, and he was one of these guys, never sick a day in his life. We thought he was going to live to be 100. And I guess things have changed, though. He passed away many years ago. I guess now there is more protocol for chest x-ray. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you're 100% right. So there's a few criteria that we offer. So it's being within a certain age range, 55 to 80. If you've been a 30-pack year smoker, and if you are seeing some symptoms around lung cancer, that's an opportunity to talk to your doctor. CT scans are covered now by most major insurance carriers. So we're making it as easy and removing as many factors as we can so that people know what's a concern. They should be talking to their doctor. Lung cancer, as you may have seen, you know, could be a cough, could be something that doesn't appear to be this big, terrible thing. And these little symptoms start to add up. So it's worth talking to your doctor, asking the right questions, and seeing if you are part of that criteria that should get screened.
This was more than 10 years ago, but in my dad's case, he went in for physicals, but they would not routinely take a chest x-ray, which would have spotted something, I would assume.
Right, and now that they've kind of identified what is that criteria, if you're hitting those marks, that is enough for the doctor to be able to say, okay, we should really look into this further. But sometimes you still got to push. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago, to your point, that just wasn't as regular. Our hope is that this is going to become the next mammogram. It's something that is very regularly screened for, and catching it more stage one, stage two, which right now, unfortunately, it's more later stages that it's developed. And then the mortality rate, unfortunately, is still very high for lung cancer.
In my father's case, I still remember packs of Camels around the house. Mm-hmm. But he probably started smoking as a teenager in Russia. But he quit. He quit like cold turkey.
Wow.
He was stubborn. He just said, I'm done. And he quit like decades ago. Mm-hmm. But the damage, I guess, was done.
Well, and to your point, there's that stigma, right? When everybody said, okay, you're supposed to quit, people quit. But there's still the lingering effects that can happen. So I think as the Lung Association, we're trying to remove that stigma. Lung cancer is not just a smoker's disease anymore. In fact, we need to start preaching that this is something that anyone can get, like any other kind of cancer. And if you did smoke, it doesn't mean you deserve lung cancer.
Sure. Yeah. So. All right. Well, Mary, are you ready? You're in shape?
Mary, I think so. You know, first of all, I just wanted to say, some people might hear that you have to put $100 down to do it, and they might shy away from that. But tell people how the easiest way to do this is social media to get that money and help out.
You nailed it. So when you register, you get a link to your own personal webpage. You just two clicks, set it up on your Facebook, Instagram, any of your social media. You'd be so surprised. You know, you send an email out to your close friends and family, you post on social media, you might get your, you know, brother's cousin's high school teacher that says, oh my gosh, I've been affected by lung disease in some way and I'd love to support. So certainly we make it easy for you. You can also make a donation yourself, but we give you all the tips and tools to be able to post it very easily. And I wanted to say that WGN has one of my favorite team names, In It to Win It, for Dave Ennett. So, I mean, you guys are knocking it out of the park.
The Ennett dip, In It to Win It.
I love it.
And you can just go to the WGNRadio.com website and go to the Fight for Air Climb area, and you can join our team.
Thanks, Mary.
Kristen Young, Executive Director of the American Lung Association of Greater Chicago, thanks for telling us about the event and also the latest on lung cancer and what's happening with the Lung Association.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Have a good day, Kristen.